Item 21 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, providing an informational report on the status of a proposal from St. Francis Brewery to operate a beer garden in Humboldt Park in 2014. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Curtin?
Good morning again. I'm here today with Nicholas Dillon from St. Francis Brewery. As you will recall, the Parks Department issued an RFP for food and beverage concessions last fall, and one of the responses we got was from St. Francis Brewery. We have decided to enter into a one-year contract with them. We're hoping that they will provide services in Humboldt Park this summer. We're hoping that they will provide a beer garden, rather, in Humboldt Park this summer. We actually had a public information meeting with them on February 10th, and we were able to decide upon some of the terms of the agreement based upon some of the things that came out of that meeting. For example, we decided that maybe some more limited hours than what we have at some of our other beer gardens would be better suited to Humboldt Park. We think the hours of operation should be 4 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, with some more extended hours on the weekends, 11 to 9 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and holidays. St. Francis will pay us the greater of $45,000 or 30% of gross sales, and St. Francis will invest, just for the first year, $4,500 for improvements.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
My name is Nicholas Dillon. I'm the general manager of St. Francis Brewery. St. Francis Brewery is located at 3825 South Kinnickinnick in St. Francis, Wisconsin. We did respond to the RFP sent out by the Milwaukee County Parks. Our proposal is for the beer garden inside Humboldt Park. The beer garden is similar to the two other beer gardens at Estabrook and Hoy Parks. St. Francis Brewery is approximately 2 miles from Humboldt Park. St. Francis Brewery has been doing business since 2009. We've been active in a variety of festivals and charitable events. During those operations, we've had zero food or alcohol safety incidents. In May of 2013, we began our bottling division and are currently selling our bottled beer at hundreds of locations in Milwaukee County. I have managed and operated breweries and restaurants since moving to Milwaukee in 2004. For 7 years, I helped manage a brewery restaurant in Milwaukee, based out of Milwaukee, that has participated at Summerfest, State Fair, Zoo a la Carte, has multiple locations inside those festivals during those operations. For 2 years with that company, I was a multi-unit manager and managed all of the festival operations. During that time, I was able to uphold all food and alcohol safety standards. I have operated St. Francis Brewery since March of 2012. The original idea that I had was I live near Estabrook Park, and my family and I would walk down to Estabrook Park. It took me a few times, but after a while I was like, well, this is such a wonderful experience. Why can't this be done somewhere else? The timing apparently was perfect with what the Milwaukee County Parks wanted to do, and that's how it got started, and I started working on the proposal.
Very good. Questions? Supervisor Haas?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this would be the first really urban beer garden in Milwaukee County, I thank Mr. Dillon for coming today. I know we have a couple of witnesses, constituents from the neighborhood, who will be testifying about the proposal later on. Mr. Chairman, this proposal did come to us from the Parks Department. As Mr. Dillon outlined, it was through their RFP that the board had approved, I think, last year. My constituents have made it clear that if there's going to be a beer garden at Humboldt Park, the park should directly get some of the revenue that is earned from that beer garden. I couldn't agree more, and I'll be working on making that happen in the future here. The February 10th meeting that Ms. Carter referred to was held at the Humboldt Park Pavilion. And that has, as Ms. Carter also stated, led to directly to some changes and improvements for the proposal that was negotiated between Parks Department and the brewery. Specifically, it did limit the hours, and on the weekday hours, to 4 p.m., opening at 4 p.m., rather than at 11 a.m., and it has led to the addition of two handicapped parking spots, I believe, at the park. And, Mr. Chairman, the Parks Department did issue a frequently asked questions file. I had, Mr. Chairman, just a couple of questions relating to that file, if I could address them to Mr. Dargle.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A big question, of course, from the neighborhood has been parking. The big issue has been parking. The fact states, and question five is, how will added parking needs be addressed? The reply is that there will be some increased vehicle traffic. However, due to the park's proximity to residential areas, we believe the a high percentage of visitors will be local and will access the park by foot or bike. As I said, Mr. Chairman, this actually has led to the addition of disabled parking spots to the park. Previously, none had existed. So then when we got the thousands of people coming to chill on the hill, if you were a disabled individual, you were good luck finding a spot. I don't know if the lawn parking might have some the lawn parking for chill on the hill specifically had some spots set aside for that. The second major concern from the community has been the restrooms at Humboldt Park. And clearly we heard today, Mr. Chairman, repeatedly about the deferred maintenance, the huge backlog of maintenance at all of our county facilities, including the Villa Terrace, Charles Ellis Art Museum, the county parks. Humboldt Park Pavilion is no stranger to that. If you've been inside the restrooms there, wow, they apparently they're not our worst, but that's saying something about the worst. They're in very bad shape. They do need increased help. And I think, Mr. Chairman, this would be a good way to get that. Accessibility was determined. Responsibility for the site and restroom maintenance is stated will be by the vendor, that is the brewery, will be responsible for the cleanliness of that their facility there. Mr. Chairman, I see that we are joined today by Inspector Schmidt from the County Sheriff's Office. I'd like to ask Mr. Inspector Schmidt a brief question.
Sure. In fact, Inspector Schmidt has filled out a card and would like to testify. Perhaps we'll finish the questionings, have him come up, and then he can accommodate the question you might have. Okay. Are there further questions by committee members? Please.
One last one, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And additionally, I do have a question for Corporation Counsel. As we recently learned that this contract will be for less than $100,000. Does that mean by state law that the county administration could issue the contract without having any public vetting or county board approval? Mr. Barker?
Mr. Barker? Welcome.
Chairman, Supervisors, Paul Bargren, Corporation Counsel. A contract under $100,000 can be entered into without coming to the county board by the department. That's probably a different question than whether, as a policy matter, a beer garden would be allowed in a park. But the contract itself could be entered into.
It sets up an interesting tension, it seems to me, perhaps one that the state legislature hadn't carefully thought through before acting.
So it's entirely possible.
Yeah. So again, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the contract, then, Mr. Bargan, thank you, could be entered into, but you're saying the policy of having the beer garden there is a separate matter. They're intricately related, of course. So.
Well, it's a different question.
How so?
Whether. I haven't thought about it too much. Is it a policy matter that the parks of Milwaukee County should have beer gardens? If so, is it a policy matter which of those parks should have the beer gardens? Certainly supervisors could make their wishes, their thoughts known, and the Parks Department could respond. Have to think a little bit more about who has the power to actually put a beer garden in a park.
Could I suggest that we give you some time to think about that, and perhaps you could offer us an informal opinion in writing to guide our own legislative behavior?
I think that'd
be helpful.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bargan. Now, obviously, you know, this is for Humboldt. We heard earlier resistance to the notion of having one at Scout Lake Park. Clearly, I think the two existing beer gardens have been extremely successful and, in fact, beneficial for the county and for the neighborhood. So with that, I'll say thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions of Ms. Carter or Mr. Dillon by committee? If not, we have three cards, people who wish to be heard from the public. Our own distinguished inspector from our Sheriff's Department, Rick Schmidt, if you would come forward, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Good morning.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, sir. I was asked to, on the Sheriff's Office behalf, to basically look at what the criminal, if any, aspects were in regards to the current park or beer gardens that exist specifically at Estabrook Park and Hoyt Park. As was stated previously, there literally are no issues of any criminal type behavior that have existed at either one of the two parks. Therefore, from the sheriff's opinion, of which I did discuss with him yesterday, from a public safety aspect and so forth, we are not in any way opposing this particular project. In fact, based on the type of people this appears to attract, it actually pushes out some of the, what we'll say, more unsavory element and brings in the type of citizens, the good law-abiding citizens that we appreciate coming to the parks. Also, just to point out, from the other two parks, the Sheriff's Office has done literally hundreds of documented inspections just in the last year, providing that visible presence, which certainly assists in, therefore, the continued funding for the Tactical Enforcement Unit, which this board has certainly supported. We look forward to in the future again, and especially if this new operation goes into play, so we can continue to provide that consistent, visible presence, which, unfortunately, the city, who is well overwhelmed, can't respond to. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Schmidt, sir, thank you for your presence today, sir. I was wondering, in January, somebody walked into the restrooms in the Humboldt Pavilion and removed and stole the steel piping from underneath the sinks in both the women's and men's restrooms. Has there been any progress on that, finding a culprit, anything along those lines?
Mr. Chairman, we do have detectives that have worked that case. I honestly don't know. I wasn't prepared to answer that this morning. I don't believe the suspect has been placed in custody at this point.
All right. Well, thank you for the surprise question. thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions of Inspector Schmidt? Thank you for your comments.
Thank
That's
you.
Helpful. And we have two citizens who would like to be heard from, Lenora Berger. Jennifer Navidad?
Jennifer has leave. I don't know if I can give you her statement that she prepared in writing. Would that
sure,
be
no,
possible?
That would be fine. If you give it to our clerk, she'll have it reproduced and distributed to members of the committee.
I should follow up with an email as well, just to kind of make sure that everyone gets it.
Sure.
I'm Lenora Berger. Can you hear me okay? Okay.
There, that's better. Thank you.
So good morning. Afternoon almost. I am a homeowner. I live right on Pine in Dakota, so my house basically is in Humboldt Park. I can almost see where the beer garden's going to be because I live in a really tall kind of house on the corner. The residents in my area have some pretty specific concerns about this. Very little of that has to do with crime. I don't think many of us are too concerned, though we do have Bayview High School there, which I think maybe some of the crime might be more outside attendees rather than people actually attending. I do appreciate, you know, Mr. Haas, Supervisor Haas, that the hours issue is addressed. However, that is only one of the many, many issues that were brought up with regards to this. The first is parking. You indicated that there was going to be two parking spots added, which is great in general. And if you want to talk about foot traffic, I would say if we're going to be generous, let's say 30% of the people of the 200 walk. So that's going to give us about 140, am I doing my math right there, people that are going to need to park. And I'm not understanding still, and no one has provided me an answer as to where these people will park in addition to the people that are already parking there for use of the pavilion, which is every weekend, wedding receptions, baby showers, sometimes two or three different events a day. We have a very active little league schedule, an adult league schedule. The picnic areas are always rented out every single weekend. And pretty much overall, on a daily basis, on any day over 55, the park is full. Especially on a Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, you're having this 10-hour event taking place with a capacity of 200, and we have absolutely no parking for them whatsoever. Another one of our concerns that has not been addressed at all is just kind of overuse of the green space in the park itself. You're putting this right in the middle of where there's going to be a skate park, where there is a tot lot, where there is a, like I said, a heavily used baseball diamond, and a very heavily used pavilion. So it seems to me that this is all just a little bit too much kind of in one really small place. The third thing I would like to mention is the constant comparisons to Estabrook. You're talking apples and oranges here. Estabrook is kind of a destination place. It's very isolated from neighbors. Humble Park has people literally living on the park. Like, so I don't have any neighbors across the street. I have the park. So I share my front yard, essentially, which I'm happy to do, with 3,000 people 12 times a year for Chill. Again, happy to do it. We love Chill on the Hill in the neighborhood. It's a very safe and great event. We also share it with the fishermen at the pond, with everybody. So for us, you know, comparing it to Estabrook, it's not the same thing. Estabrook is quite lovely. I thoroughly enjoy going there. I think St. Francis Brewery is a reputable organization. But I think they just have far too urban of an area for this proposal. And, you know, just as parents of kids that go there every weekend, we don't necessarily want to sit next to a bar grill while we're playing on the tot lot. We don't necessarily want to sit next to a bar grill while we're having our baby shower in the, you know, in the pavilion or going to the, you know, games at the, why can't I get the baseball diamond out? So that's really our main concerns, and I don't feel like those concerns have been addressed at all, and it's frustrating as neighbors to not have the opportunity to do that. And I'm not saying that Jason hasn't made himself available. He absolutely has. But I just don't think availability and action are two very different things. So we need action on these items, and we're not getting that. So and we did talk about arranging a meeting, so I appreciate that, and that has been addressed, and we'll do that. But I would like someone to give me some answers for those things and to talk about whether or not the neighborhood, the immediate surrounding neighbors, have been canvassed thoroughly. Some of them don't even know about this. I mean, most of the communication as far as the proposal went out on Facebook. And there was some stuff in the Compass, and I know there are, you know, public notices that go out. But you know, not everyone has Facebook. Not everyone's on the particular forums that these meetings were communicated in. So I'd like to just kind of find out what steps we're going to take to address these issues, and especially address the immediate neighbors of the park.
Thank you. Questions of Ms. Berger? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a question. I just want to thank you for your testimony. It was very compelling and gave you much to consider. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to add one more thing. We did start a petition that just kind of talked about concerns of the park. Much of it was surrounded by the appearance of Milwaukee Parkside School for the Arts, which is a thriving elementary school right over there. So I think some of that has been addressed. That being said, we do use the park for after-school activities. Practices and things of that nature, as well as we use the park all summer. And so that's kind of, you know, a problem as well. We also had some concerns about Bayview High School, just using the Bayview High School improvements have been significant from a perspective of a neighbor, but there are also some concerns about that, as well as the fact that they use the park, you know, for their own personal use. So this petition basically, which we recently started circulating, was more surrounding the parents of the school, but we still think it's relevant, and I don't know if I can just pass, give you guys a copy of this as well.
Sure.
Okay, and
to
we're
to our clerk, and again, she'll copy okay. it and distribute it to.
And we're continuing to collect signatures as well, just to try to talk about different, you know, concerns that the neighbors have, because of course everyone works and they can't necessarily come. I also have a statement from my husband, if that would be okay to submit as well. He's at work and unable to attend. I'm sorry, I can get up and give this stuff to you. And we'll follow up again with all this stuff via email to everyone on the board. And I guess that's all. I would also like to know what next steps are. I was a little confused as a layperson about your question about maybe this going through without any sort of county approval or public vetting. I would like a little more information on that if you could give me that, Mr.
Well,
Haas.
I could address
or
that.
Ms. Roderick.
This item is informational.
Okay.
No action is being taken today.
Okay.
Your comments, I think, will assist the parks in refining this proposal before bringing it back to us for action. And that will be scheduled on a regular basis. I don't know if it's intended to be in April or May, but I know there's a want, if this happens this year, to get this going pretty quickly. So my assumption is it would be in April, which should give you the time to gather signatures on your petition, mm-hmm. and for you to communicate with Parks and Parks with you regarding the refinements that could be brought to bear to address some of your concerns, or all of your concerns.
Okay.
I think that's why we have this very healthy process of a public hearing. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we've been sitting here on this topic, I've been contacted by someone else who lives in that area that had a question of why Humboldt Park and not South Shore Park. So I don't know if that has been suggested or vetted in the community groups and the meetings that you've had on that side of town, but I thought I would bring it up as long as we're talking about other opportunities or ideas.
South Shore Park, oh, I'm sorry.
Director Darkland, do you want to?
As you may recall, we did submit or put out a proposal, RFP, for food and beverage in October, and we did not get any responses for South Shore. It was only for Humboldt, Scout Lake, and Pierre Marquette for beer gardens.
I agree with you on South Shore Park, but I don't, you know, my mother does too, and she lives right by it, just because they have more adequate parking, but as he said, there was no proposal, so we're kind of, that's definitely a voice that's being, you know, a big statement that's I'm consistently hearing in the community, though, is why wouldn't we look at South Shore Park, which has a parking lot, which already sort of has, you know, a yacht club down there. They have businesses, they have restaurants, they have things down there, plus a lovely lake view, so, unless, there's still residential impact, though, I think would be the problem, so. But that's definitely a constant that comes up in the community is why Humboldt when, you know, it's Humboldt. It just doesn't make sense, quite frankly. So,
thank you for refreshing my memory there.
Thank you. And thanks for your comments and your willingness to come down and appear before us today.
All right. And I also have this is my last thing, I swear. This
sure.
is just my statement that I prepared. I made a couple notes on it, and a couple of things have changed because Mr. Haas has agreed to have a meeting with us. So I do appreciate that, but I'm going to give that to you as well. All right?
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Berger.
You're welcome.
Item number 22, please.